Good morning, guys. Thank you for tuning in to the Impossible Love Story podcast. Please take a moment to support our sponsors by listening to the following ad. Choice, chance, and change. You must make the choice to take the chance if you want anything in life to change.
It's either God really is protecting me in this, and He has His arms around me, because things just keep, they just keep getting uncovered, and I continue to see things for what they are, as hurtful as they are. Nevertheless, I see the truth. So after everything that happened with the text and, you know, me deciding to speak to other women and concluding that I wasn't going to do that, I'm at work and I decided, and I'm at work and I get a phone call from a phone number I do not recognize. And when I pick up, is Rodney. Yes, Rodney, the guy that she has on the side, where he has been in her life for several years. I did an entire recording about him, the one I considered to be obsessed. He was on the line and he then tells me, oh, I'm not sure if you got news, but such and such just got arrested. And then now, mind you, she has my vehicle. I'm at work, she had dropped me off. So now, but besides that, you know, he told me that she was in the police vehicle and that police have handcuffs on her. And then obviously I proceeded to go ahead and ask him, you know, what happened. Those details I want to keep out of the recording. But to make the long story short, I thanked him for giving me a call. I told him that he didn't have to, obviously, but he went on his way to do so, just for me to make sure where my vehicle was located. So I did have to thank him for that. So I did. But when I say, you know, funny how things fall into place and how things get uncovered, because I remember several times me thinking that I need to go straight to the source. You know, especially after all these lies this girl has said to me, I knew that if I wanted the truth, really, I had to speak to him directly. I had mentioned to her several times, you know, oh yeah, you know, I would love to talk to him or have a conversation with him, or I had nothing against him, which I don't. But it just so happens that maybe the week prior of her getting arrested, I specifically, while eating breakfast, we went out to eat breakfast, I specifically stated that I wanted to have a conversation with him. And it just so happens that a week after, she gets arrested, and now he calls me. So, you know, we had a conversation. He was telling me about her being arrested, and then it led to just me having a conversation with him. We spoke about everything. I told him how I felt about the situation. I told him how I felt about her. I told him everything I've been through. I told him what my truth is in it all. And he did the same, you know? But at the end of it all, what the conversation did for me was pretty much confirmed what I knew to be true. I always had in the back of my mind that she was the driving force behind this whole entire mess. I always pictured her leading him on, pictured her telling him things to keep his hope up. You know, I always saw that come, you know, being so that this man could be in her life for so long. And what he told me was pretty much that, you know. There was at no point did he ever feel that he was just a friend, you know. So my thing is this: the most important part of that conversation for me is when he told me that he knew that he was molding her incorrectly, which all along I've been saying that the way that this girl perceives life or thinks things should go in life is completely wrong. I also said in previous recording that it's almost as if a parent is spoiling their child to the point where they have a complete misconception of what life should be like. So that was the most important part of that conversation, you know, where he admitted to me that he knew that what he was doing was wrong, how he was going about it was wrong, how him, you know, giving her money weekly or her expecting that from him is almost as if he was molding her to only have that expectation of people or quote unquote love. And that's not realistic. It is not realistic. There's a lot of things, a lot of components that fall into place in order for love to exist. And in my world, money's not one of them. So imagine if, for instance, an example, I am molding you to think I love you unconditionally, right? And the way that I'm going about it is wrong. The way that what I'm doing is just creating a fantasy world for you. That way, in your mind, the way I'm going about things is the right way. In your mind, the way that I'm showing you love, unconditional love, is the correct way. But all along is wrong. Because outside of that spectrum where you're in a relationship with me, no one else in the world is going to tolerate or is going to do what this man is doing. Okay. So, for instance, somebody that have a backbone, that have morals, that have self-worth, that know their worth, would never just accept being a mistress or the side dude for 6 years. Never. Because even when you want to love somebody unconditionally for years on end, if that is not reciprocated, at some point, you move on. Even when you don't want to, you do. Those feelings fade away. Okay? So, imagine that this man is molding this woman, because she is a grown woman. Imagine that he's molding her just so that no one else is able to love her how they should, how love should be, the healthy way. Because she's suspecting certain things that this man is getting her accustomed to. You understand what I'm saying? So, in my eyes, she's never gonna know what a true healthy relationship is. Because what he is doing is presenting and getting her accustomed to a very unhealthy pattern. It was at that point, you know. By the way, towards the end of the conversation with him and with me and him, he told me, you know, I think it's best that we do not let this person know that we spoke, because you know how she's gonna react. And I agreed. He said, delete the call log, your call log, and I would delete her call log, because we were speaking from her cell phone number. Her cell phone number, her phone. She gave him all her personal belongings. So he did that. And we were just gonna, I guess, not necessarily keep it a secret, but we were just not gonna let her know. And you know, I agree with it. I agree with him, because the thing about it is this. Out of the time that I've known this girl, I know she deals with a lot of anger problems. And you can, at least with me, you cannot hold the conversation with her to the point where if I'm having a conversation and she disagrees or she hears something she doesn't want to hear, she doesn't know what it is to have a conversation, because she speaks over you, starts screaming at you, starts saying disrespectful things, and then at that point you just don't want to say anything anymore. So if it's something that she doesn't agree with, it doesn't benefit her, or overall she just doesn't like, she's not going to allow you to talk. There's just no understanding with her. There's no explaining things to her. So I can't understand why he would say that, to delete and not say nothing to her, because we both knew that instead of viewing the conversation for what it was, which at no given point did the conversation go left, did with me and him disrespect one another. It was very cordial. It was cordial. It was two adults speaking about our feelings. And respectfully so, we ended the conversation very respectfully as well. So it wasn't a negative thing. It wasn't. So I can't understand why he said don't tell her, because we both knew that she was going to take it negatively. That she was just only going to see negative things coming from it. And that's not true. So did the conversation benefit me? Absolutely. I got everything I needed to make a rational choice or a decision on exactly what it is that was going on. And my conclusion to that is, this girl, besides using this man, was lying to me, but was also just playing a game. You know? It's just her playing a game. So, you know, that day, she got released from prison. And of course I was worried because obviously, you know, besides everything that's going on, it does not change the fact that I do love her. I do have feelings for her. I do care for her deeply. So of course I was worried. Of course I was worried, you know, with the fact that she got arrested. You know, and she got released, and instead of calling me, letting me know she was okay, she went straight to where she lived with this guy, Rodney. So it's like, I got upset because it's like, also again, so I'm supposed to be the one person that you're communicating with romantically, but now, did you stop and say, okay, let me call this lady. She may be worried. You wanted to go over there and touch bases with him. Little did you know, me and him spoke. So now I have more information, you know, that makes me feel some type of way because I know you've been lying, clearly. Now I know really what's been going on. So I, you know, when she finally, I sent her a text, because I had sent her a text, you know, telling her how upset I was. And then she called me, and then that's when I told her exactly how I felt. Like, listen, it's some bullshit. I know for a fact you've been playing both sides. I don't want to talk. I was screaming. I was just really upset. So I hung up on her. But me telling her, quote unquote, I know you're playing both sides, it lit up a light bulb in her head where now she knew that me and him spoke. So, I mean, that day, it ended that way. Me just having an argument with her. And then in the morning, she had called. The next day, she calls me, and then she wants to talk to me. And I'm just there, just upset, you know. I'm very upset after everything, you know, everything. And she's there telling me how everything that day went down and how she saw, you know, she didn't know what was going on because she pretty much was around her ex-boyfriend, because of the situation and how everything played out. I don't want to give out details. Apparently, the situation played out where she ended up around her ex-boyfriend. And she went on to say, you know, that she's confused because there's feelings that came up about her ex-boyfriend and all this crap. I'm like, at this point, I don't care what she's saying is going in one ear and not the other. What I care about is just all the lies and the bullshit and everything that I've done, all the sacrifices that I've made for this girl. And this girl was not honest at all. All she was doing was playing a game. And of course, I was so mad. I was just really furious. I'm like, how can I do this to myself again? Just waste this entire time on somebody that is a manipulator. After that day, I went to go pick her up. I think we were together. And she already knew. She had a feeling that me and this man spoke. Because I guess how I was reacting to certain things, or I was just maybe, it seemed like I was put off. It seems like I wasn't myself towards her. So maybe that was the reason why. But of course, she's gonna go out of her way to try to figure that out. Figure out if I spoke to her. And of course, she's gonna be the mastermind and made it seem like he threw me under the bus. He went ahead, turned around, and told her that we did talk, just and broke and basically and broke the promise that he told me that he wasn't gonna tell her. That's what she made it seem like. And of course, I fell for it. I fell for it, and I did tell her that we didn't speak. I told her at first we spoke for an hour, but in all actuality, it was 3 to 4 hours. It was a 3 to 4 hour conversation that I had with this man. I told her just, you know, certain things. And when I say told her, it wasn't in a regular calm tone, because of course she's screaming and crying and it's a full blown argument. You know, it wasn't so nice and pleasant. It was a really, really bad argument. I told her, disclosed to her everything, you know, except for real details about certain things that he told me that confirmed to me that she was giving this man hope all along, you know. So it was a big thing. It was a big thing. It was a big blow up. After that, things have definitely not been the same. And this girl's upset, extremely upset, extremely upset, to the point of really no return, to be honest. I don't necessarily feel guilty because of the conversation that I had with him. I feel like it was something that I absolutely needed to do. For myself, for obviously putting the pieces together that was missing to the puzzle, for, you know, my thought process and my anxiety, it's just for me, you know, for me to really know, okay, yeah, this girl's really been playing this fucking game all along. Okay, but to be honest, that conversation, I did not know that it was going to lead to so many consequences. In a sense of her reaction, she flipped the fuck out. She lost her entire mind to the point where the next day after that, you know, I'm coming from work and she calls me and she's crying, she's screaming and, you know, telling me that, you know, she doesn't want to see him. He's never going to see her, asking me how can I do that? And why would I do that? And that I tried to ruin their friendship and she doesn't trust him. It's just a whole mess, man. It's a whole mess. It's an entire mess. And the thing is that I'm in shock because it's like, why is all of this happening? Why is all of this happening? It's just a fucking conversation. It's a damn conversation that I had with this man. It's not a big deal. What's the big deal? Why are you turning this thing into such an ugly thing? She was overreacting to the max. Like, it was just crazy. And then I'm on the phone with her, she hangs up with me, calls him, he will call her, she's not picking up, he's sending her text messages talking about he hates me, talking about he's gonna kill himself. Now mind you, she's over there egging him on, telling him, yeah, I don't want to see you, I wish you were dead, go ahead and kill yourself. Listen, when I tell you, it was just craziness. This is how I know that this man is not okay in the head, because of the things that he was saying to her all over a conversation. So what really is the problem here? Like, sit back and really analyze things. What's the problem here? What is it? Because you were playing both sides and you got caught. I know it's hurting you that you know somebody, you've known somebody for 6 years. And now you're questioning their loyalty. Because really, I've only been in your life for a year. Not even a year yet. And this person chose to tell me what they told me, which I'm pretty sure, if it was really up to you, you would have never wanted me to have that information. So, okay. I know how it's gonna look. I know how it's gonna look. And it's gonna come across like, I initiated this conversation, that I tricked him into having that conversation, which is far from the truth. Far from the truth. This conversation came about naturally. It came about naturally, and it's so much so that if that wasn't the case, God would have never, if I was not meant to have this conversation with this man, it would have never happened. Everything lined up so perfectly for me to have this conversation. So that was meant to happen. All of this happened maybe within a 3-day span. It was just back to back to back, back to back arguments, back to back screaming, back to back crying. It was very stressful. Very stressful. Do I regret having this conversation with this man? Absolutely not. Like I explained before, it had to happen. So now, the thing is, she's upset. She doesn't want to go sleep where she used to live with this guy anymore. She doesn't feel safe. She doesn't trust him. Under the same token, she's mad at me. So she doesn't want to live or sleep in my house. So now she's sleeping in my car, where she feels like she's homeless. So she wants to pretty much put me through a guilt trip. That's what she wants to do. She wants to put me through this guilt trip where, for me to feel guilty that I, you know, in her mind, I quote unquote, you know, initiated the conversation, and because of that she can't trust him, and it's just all this crap. So of course she's gonna want to put me in a guilt trip. And that's what she did. And of course I feel bad. I know what it is to be homeless. I know what it is to sleep in a car. I did it for 6 months. It's not safe. It really is not safe. So do I feel bad? Yes, because she's taking the outcome to the extreme. She's taking it too far, where she feels like she needs to sleep in my car. That's too much. So I'm there freaking, you know, begging her to not sleep in my car. Then she'll lie to me and then say that she's not going to sleep in the car, but she really is sleeping in the car. I just don't know what to do. I just really do not know what to do. I just don't know what to do.
Hello guys, and welcome to the Impossible Love Story.
podcast. I would like for you guys to leave feedback in regards to how you guys feel about the episode you just heard. You can leave feedback in a form of a comment on our Instagram page, or you can leave feedback in a form of voice messages. Either way, I thank you guys for your support.